All right, so Meredith, now you want, okay, before we get into this, you mentioned selling, and I just got to tell you, as a practice, I think it's a wee bit disrespectful.
What were you selling?
Clothes. She's trying to take my clothes to her guy.
We'll just call it as
the
it
fat
is.
It's fat clothes.
It's fat clothes.
You think it's disrespectful?
To sell it.
Because you look at it as something you donate.
Well, yeah, because I donated a bunch of them when I first started working out, or first started eating right, I should say. I donated like a bunch of like 15 bags of clothes to Goodwill.
Wow.
What kind of clothes?
It was a bunch of suits.
Okay.
It was a bunch of suits. And the suits, some jackets, some sweats. A lot of jeans. Shoes and stuff. Because then after I had cleaned out so much stuff, I looked down. Jerseys, a lot of jerseys.
Because
I don't really wear jerseys like that no more. So I had Bucks jerseys. I had like, you know.
Or later, all I'm here is cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Because that was like, yo, like somebody out there that size is like, yo, I can't find this stuff. So I was like, yo, let me just get. Because this was stuff that was at my biggest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was like smaller. I was like, I can't even ask a seamstress to take this in.
No,
it's clothes.
You know, like it was too much.
In those bigger sizes, does it tend to be more expensive than like popular sizes?
Yeah. A suit for you is like $200.
Okay.
A suit for like me is like $400.
Mm. Extra cloth.
It's more material.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we have to factor that in too.
I mean, not really. If you're pricing it, but if you just donated it, like it's a much better look. Like, you know, like, but.
To you.
Also, isn't the availability kind of scarce? So you probably had to put some extra effort.
Oh, there was a time where I would travel and like when I would go to New York, I would go to Dr. J's or somewhere where they had like 5X jerseys or whatever and then just buy stuff and ship it home. When I went to L.A., to Fox Hill Mall.
I think that's part of it, too.
There was a dude out there, Mr. Sin. He owns Mr. Biggs.
Oh, wow.
And he would know me when I walk in. He'd be like, my Florida guy. And I'm like, yeah. He's like, I got good stuff for you. And then he would take me back there and I'd buy all this stuff and he would ship it home for me so I wouldn't have to carry it to the hotel.
You had to have a guy back then.
You had to have clothes. Like, you had to have a fat plug somewhere. Because if they lost your luggage, they lost my luggage in Atlantic City.
Oh,
and I had
gosh.
To find the DXL and went ham in the DXL.
Yeah, of course.
So, yeah. So
I think that's all part of it. I think you have to factor that
well,
in.
Well, we got a text in. But. And it pretty much I agree with it. It says, you know the amount of money you just gave away? You just gave away 16 bags of expensive clothes.
They
to
ain't
Goodwill.
All expensive clothes, though. I mean, it was some nice stuff in there. They good suits. I mean, it could be a regular suit. It ain't got to be expensive.
I was thinking you were talking about like t-shirts and basketball shorts, but like suits.
Yeah.
Like I had some leather jackets that were bigger.
Leather jackets.
But I'm saying it was like a 6X leather joint.
A guy. Oh, stop. Right, stop it.
Freak
you can
show.
Donate. You can donate what you want, but I got a guy for you. Good stuff.
Wait, hello?
Yo, what's up, man?
What up, dude?
Chillin', man. It's B from the streets.
B, what up?
Hey, I was just calling for one of them bed sheet shirts. Oh, God.
A bed sheet shirt? Why, you want one of those?
Nah.
Of them bed sheet shirts. I need a car cover. I just want you to, you know, come on through.
I'm just playing with you. Hey, but I was going to say, they have programs out here called Dress for Success that you could donate your clothes to, you know, people who, you know, maybe have been laid off or, you know, who've, you know, fell on hard times and trying to get back into the, you know, the swing of things.
What'd you call it? Dress for Success? That's the name of it?
Yeah, it's called Dress for Success.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good look. I'll look into that for sure.
I'll just come in and say, what's up, man? I love y'all, boys. I love y'all. I love the Freak Show, man.
We appreciate it, B,
thanks,
man.
B.
Thanks for checking in with us, dog. And thanks for the help. Put me up on that.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
That's what's up.
I love that charity.
Now, look at that.
I've done that before.
That would be better than trying to, like,
go
profit off
you
of it.
You can do both. That's what's great here. You can be charitable and you can make yourself feel real good, right? And plus, you're helping out a lot of people.
Notice how her voice changed when she gets to the get paid
I'm
part
serious.
And then you can make yourself feel good.
But it's true. Listen, anybody that's listening to me right now, I'm thinking like I'm the devil. I donate all the time to all different types of charities.
Course.
So hold up on your opinion of me.
And on top of that,
first of all,
you're about to drop a bag on new clothes.
Yes.
Too.
So why don't you donate, but also take your more fancier stuff, your suits or like your Gucci's or your Louis or whatever that's really nice that you spend a little bit of money on.
I ain't got no Gucci or no Louis, Mary.
You
that's
got
your
some
closet.
Stuff. You got some stuff.
I got them
shoes.
Robert Graham shirts.
Those are expensive.
Those are the shirts that you pick on me about.
Yeah.
They got and they're nice. Nice.
Crazy and you can't even wear them anymore.
They're too big.
Sell them. Sell them and then take that money that you are going to get back from selling them. And then you can buy new clothes. You can buy new clothes that are actually going to fit you.
We got a text saying, you know, whatever you do with the clothes, make sure you keep one outfit. They said, I kept a pair of jeans from when I was 375 pounds to remind me where I was and how far I've come.
That's a good idea. Just keep it hung up.
I was told you get rid of all of them because then you don't have an excuse to get back.
Yeah. I mean, but like, you're talking about one pair.
Like, because you keep your fat jeans in the back of the closet, and then it's like when you get too big, you're like, well, I better put them jeans on. Mm-hmm. If you don't have options, they kind of keep you. You know what I'm saying? That's just all mind tricks or whatever. It's, we don't know.
You'd be like Jared before he went weird and then hold out the jeans.
Jared,
you know?
I think Jared was weird already, by the way.
Yeah, that's a bad example.
429-0941. Now, we need to like take an informal straw poll here. I mean, because I still think it's kind of janky to be like selling your clothes.
Why?
Like, because they use. You got Matt on the line. Matt is checking in. What's up, dude?
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
You
made some donations that says next to your name. You donated some clothes.
I also want to say, because I've done that too, but I want to say thank you for donating, just because Goodwill has helped me out a ton. Because it's like, I'm 6'5". At my biggest, I was almost 300 pounds. And I feel that struggle of trying to find clothes that fit.
Yeah.
And it's like, Goodwill has, like, I've been able to go to Goodwill so many times to find clothes. When JCPenney's, Walmart, nobody else has anything that's going to fit. Mm.
Yeah. Trust me, I know that because whenever I would fluctuate in size, I would just have to go buy something else and then stick it in the back of the closet. So I had a whole big and tall section. Like, you know, I could, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And some stuff I couldn't wear anymore. Some stuff I was too big. So whenever I would fluctuate, I'd have different stuff. So, you know, being able to share that, I thought would be a better look than trying to, it just feels selfish to try and profit off of it if people out there in the struggle. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's why you do both.
Well, I appreciate you checking in, Matt. Thank you.
Absolutely. Y'all have a nice day.
Hey, you too. All right.
That's why those places are out there, by the way. Salvation Army, Goodwill. That way people can, you know, pick out something that they need.
I just got a message from a friend of mine, MJ. She says, hey, can you let O know that the school I work for, Ultimate Medical Academy, has a Dress for Success team, and we need men's clothes all the time. No one ever donates men's interview attire. We literally were just talking about this. I had to send one of my graduates a suit from Amazon for interviews because he had nothing.
Aww.
Goes for you, too.
Because there's, I always think you can take stuff in. I have not been a person to get stuff taken in a lot because I ain't lived that life.
Mm.
But now, because I got a seamstress lady who's really, Daniela, very dope. And so when I took them to her, like that jacket I like that I just got made, Zapata made for me. I was like, can you take this in? Because I don't want to have to give this jacket away with all the patches on it. So she snugged it up for me.
Nice.
And, you know, but I'm like, there's a lot of stuff. And I've had suits for like 10 years or whatever that I ain't going to wear anymore. Plus, the cut is not the cut that people are wearing now. So I'm like, I can give that to somebody
else.
That's
a great
idea.
You don't
want to sell it to nobody because it's like, it's not really like popping.
Well, when it comes to that stuff, especially since there's such a connection with our listeners and people that know us in town, I feel like that would be a good idea, you helping out everybody. But then also, like, let's be real. If you have other stuff, maybe like some jerseys or whatever it could be, I'm just throwing out some stuff, shoes, people will buy them online. And if you give them away to Goodwill, that's fantastic. But a lot of people go into Goodwill, they buy that for $2 and then they flip it. So you might as well make
Flip it where?
Online. Like
eBay.
eBay.
Yeah.
You buy it from Goodwill for $1 and then go flip it somewhere else?
100%.
Don't the Chinese buy a lot of our clothes, like vintage clothes, and at a very high markup?
I thought I read that.
Yeah, like jeans are very popular, like Levi's, and there's like a lot of clothes.
They pay by the pound? I got a lot of denim.
We got a text that says, Orlando isn't worried about getting money from his clothes, seeing how he gives his daughters $400 a month allowance.
Those are for chores.
That's not the same, and I'm not giving them $400. We're negotiating.
You're still negotiating.
Jesus. All right, wait. We just put up a photo. Actually, a photo of the clothes that's up on our Instagram on Orlando and the Freak Show. That is That's the stack of the clothes. That's one of the piles, the biggest pile.
Wow, that's a ton.
Do you, like, if you're going to donate it, do you wash it all before you donate it?
You would have to. I would think so. You're supposed
to. Because that's a lot of laundry right there. Like, like a whole weekend worth like, of laundry.
Yeah, if you don't, like, who? If
do they wash it again, though?
They donate. When you donate it, they treat it and wash it and do all that stuff.
Where? Who?
Don't they?
No.
Before they sell it?
Who? Where are you guys? Bobby, you worked at Goodwill.
At Goodwill.
I never worked at Goodwill.
I thought you went to Goodwill.
You worked at Goodwill?
Oh, it was a community service?
I know when I talk to the Plato's Closet people, don't they do it?
No, they don't have a washing machine.
They don't wash your clothes.
Somebody does.
Goodwill doesn't have a washing machine.
That's a hell of a burden.
I mean, that's a lot. Like, you're not going to... So when somebody buys it, it's their responsibility to clean it?
I've definitely donated some unwashed clothes.
That's what I'm saying.
That's for damn sure. Big trash bags. Not from the trash, but they've just been in, like, in boxes.
The donations that I made, I didn't wash that stuff first because I assumed they would wash it before they give it to somebody.
Yeah. Because
it's a liability.
Dobby's so mad at me because I thought he worked at Goodwill.
So disrespectful.
That's not disrespectful. We know somebody who works at Goodwill.
Okay, people are texting in. They're saying, no, they don't. Nobody has, like, a washer and dryer in the back. Unless it's, like, maybe a higher-end
place. So should I wash it before I donate it?
Aren't those clean anyway?
I mean... Listen,
didn't you get those dry cleaned, or is it just a dirty
pile of
clothes?
I feel like that's the least they could do, is wash the damn clothes. Ain't nobody ever donated a washing machine.
For real.
They like, sell it.
Because I wouldn't want them to wash it and mess it up, but like, you know, like, yo, somebody's supposed to be cleaning this stuff.
It doesn't matter. When you buy something that's been used, you're supposed to take care of that yourself. You're supposed to wash it yourself or go get a dry clean. So I don't think that that's on you.
Responsibility. Okay. Yeah. So
you've never bought any used clothes before? Consigned clothes? I have.
Hell no.
I have a lot.
Only like pieces for like a
first of
Halloween
all, ain't nobody
costume.
Selling no big and tall used stuff. Mm. It's like it's hard to find it. You find it.
You
it's
have
new
as many options.
If you donate it, you have to put an APB out of where you donated it. All the big guys are just gonna congregate. They're gonna rush that spot.
You know what? You know what though? I did have a battle because if y'all look at the picture, it's like I'll get up in the morning and try on something and then look at myself in the mirror and be like, man, go on, put that away. So I threw it on the floor.
Right.
And that was like one pair,
one
shirt.
Yeah.
And then, so now the shirt, as I kept throwing stuff over there that I couldn't fit no more, it got taller. So you could see on the Instagram story how tall it got. But the battle was there was a lot of stuff that either had Wild 94.1 on it, like 6X Wild shirts or whatever. And I just donated those to Goodwill. But it's like some stuff had my name on it, like a Bucks jersey that had 94 on it, whatever. And it was like Orlando on the back. And I'm like, don't nobody want this. It says Orlando
somebody
on the back.
Will
oh, somebody want it.
And so, there's people
I was like, so I threw like some of those away. Like,
you threw them away?
Yeah, like the personalized.
Turn off your microphone. I'm not talking to you anymore.
Like
I'm talking to you.
No, I'm saying the personalized ones, though. Like the ones like that had my name on it.
So
I'm like, because I had like nine of those.
What?
Yeah.
What? What am I going to do with you?
What do you mean?
I'm trying to put you up a game and you're throwing out your clothes. What is going on here? You're nuts.
All right, well, let me introduce me to the guy so I can figure out what the rules are.
No, you don't got to know the guy. I know the guy. I'll take care of it for you.
Oh.
Why are you trying to keep the guys a secret?
Don't worry about it. I got a guy.
This just got weird.
That's
all
what
of
you
a
do
sudden.
With the plug. I want to meet
your connect. Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.